It's your birthday! Woo! Shayna's birthday! All right, it's a happy birthday, Shayna! We're gonna have a good time! It is your birthday, baby! Come on!
My birthday! My birthday!
Woo! Shake them birthday boobies! Happy Tuesday. Happy Shayna's birthday. Everybody, here we go. To a body party. And we're going to a social distancing party. This is going to be a drive-by party. We love you today. Yeah. Social distancing party. Birthday celebration up in here at the Everything Swallow podcast. Shayna's birthday. Happy birthday, my love.
Thank you.
You are very special to millions and millions and millions and millions of people.
Thank you.
And millions. So important.
That's so great. Thank you very much.
You
Thank
are
you,
welcome.
Everybody. For all the birthday love so far today. I appreciate it.
We couldn't start the show without a birthday song.
No, I agree. I love it.
Podcast with Shayna Swallow.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
Put on your house robe.
That's right. It's
getting pretty good.
You're getting better.
I do love these shoes. Because the swallows are here.
Yes, we are. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here.
The swallows are here. Well, welcome and thank you guys for joining us. On this Tuesday.
Yes, gosh. Tuesday.
I was abducted by aliens. I've lost 2 days.
In just 30 seconds.
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
It happens quite often. So, are you excited? It's your birthday. Today's going to be fun. We're going to have our social distancing throw shooters at Shayna for her birthday drive-by parade.
Right.
Party.
And we told you, just wrap them in a little hand sanitizer.
A little handy wipe.
Yep.
And Clorox
put
wipe.
A little bow around it.
Yep.
Toss it out the window.
That's Shayna. We're going to be dressed up in costumes.
Yeah.
So feel free as you drive by today to also dress in costume.
Yeah, because, that would be fun.
The more costumes, the better. I think everyone loves costumes.
We could get some social distancing
costume photos.
Right.
And now let me ask you this. If we're all wearing masks, do we need to social distance?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where that the mask, does it blur the 6 foot rule, maybe bring it down to 3?
I don't know, maybe.
Because we're all covered up and we can't spit on each other.
Right. I don't know.
I saw someone this morning posted on Facebook, cloth masks will not protect you from the virus. Thank you. Have a good day. And man, that person got hammered.
I bet they did.
Oh, everyone, every post was just like, they're not to protect you from the virus, dummy. They're protect everyone from you, coffer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, someone didn't get the memo.
Keep your germs to yourself.
excuse me. I'm sorry. Shayna, this is your birthday week. And you have worked harder this week than you have in weeks, months.
Weeks.
Say yes, years. Since the last fashion show.
Yeah, well, I was in the middle of a fashion show before this pandemic happened.
Well, now you're in a whole different fashion.
Now I'm in a whole different world of fashion.
Well, we've got a lot of people in the room already this morning. Beauty inside and out. She was there, but then she left because she didn't like us being so pretty. Edgar's here. Coach Reparanormal. Taramie is here. Alligator. Angie. Mary Poppins, Class of the Little Cupcake, and of course the birthday girl,
me.
Lady Bird, is in the Woo-hoo, house.
That's me.
Thank you, everyone, for all your gracious words. I'm sorry that we've missed a couple days.
Yeah, we did. But we've been making masks.
Like crazy.
Like crazy. Like hundreds of masks.
You've made over 100 already. Well, that one order went out the door at 40. Mm-hmm. And we've sold over 30 just at the front door.
Yeah.
All the construction guys at our house, they're doing all the concrete. They're all wearing our masks.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. That's great. They look really great.
Funny.
They do look great, though.
They do. We are making masks, cloth masks. You know, of course, they're not going to save you from the pandemic, but they will keep you from spreading your spit in case you're a carrier. I guess that's the whole thing. Now we're finding out that we can all be carrying it right. and not even know it.
Right.
So now we just need to protect ourselves or protect everyone from us, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Protect everyone from us because we could have it in our spit.
It's in your poop.
Well, yeah, but it's easier to get your spit on someone.
Is it?
Well, I've been.
Some people just have poop on their hands.
Some people do have poop. I had a former coworker with poop on his hands.
Yeah, and he and he spit the worst. Like he had the worst spittle.
Yeah, he was a spitter.
when you talk to him, you wanted to stand back or might get on you.
He was like a llama.
You never wanted to eat next to him.
He'll spit.
Yeah, you didn't want to eat by him because some of his food would end up on your plate. It was rough.
I literally been spit right in the mouth by that guy.
Yeah, that was really bad. Listen, if you can withstand that, you can withstand Corona.
Oh, well, how is everyone this morning? Who's working? Code 3 Paranormal. I listened to your podcast on aliens. I listened to your podcast on conspiracy, and I enjoyed it all. I thought it was all really good. I suggest you guys, if you want to check out a good podcast, Code 3 Paranormal is a good way to spend an hour and get entertained right there.
Yeah, it is.
Today, like I said, it is Shayna's birthday. So we are going to have the social distancing party. If you know where we live, put on a costume at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I am propping Shayna up in the front yard on a chair, on a throne out in the front yard. I'm going to hang balloons.
Propping me up.
Yep. I've got one of those inflatable guys with the wiggly arms.
You going to lock me out of the house so I can't sew anymore?
No, you are done working. You can work up to 2:30 today.
Oh.
Because you've worked until 11 o'clock at night.
Every day.
So.
For 4 days.
You've done okay. We've done good, honey. I mean, I know that we've got this big push. We've got another big order by the end of the week. We're going to get it all done. But you deserve a few hours off today for your birthday.
Thanks.
Okay? You earned it. You worked your ass
off. Thanks, slave driver.
You're the slave driver, and I'm taking away your whip. All right?
Okay.
We're going to put you in your Olivia costume.
Oh, yeah. Nipples out, baby. Nipples out.
We're going to put you
in something. That's my kind of party.
Nipples out on the front yard. It's a, you know, it's a new world. You can have your nipples out now.
I'm socially distanced. That's all that matters now.
With this pandemic, the last thing we should be worried about is
our nipples.
Right. Let's find something more important to be worried about. So today, come see Shayna's birthday nipples.
you almost made me spit my coffee out.
And we're going to have fun.
We're just going to hang out and have a good
time. You're not going to work, okay? After at 2:30, I'm punching you out and you just check out, okay? You don't think about the masks. And then tomorrow morning, I got to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
So you're going to have 5 hours here all by yourself.
Yeah.
To do your thing.
Yeah.
Okay? And then we'll be so caught up, you won't even know.
And I'm like a magic genie when you leave the house.
We've got good help coming over before the party to help us kind of get things
who's coming?
Buttoned. Jen's coming. And I think Marlon, of course, will be here. And I'm hoping maybe Mike will come and do some ironing.
I know.
And anyone else who has an iron would like to come.
Danny came. Danny came.
Danny came and he's a good little pleader.
Yeah, he did good.
He's no Jen, but he was good. He was really good. He was really good. And then you're just going to enjoy yourself.
Okay.
We're going to make a steak for you for dinner. You can eat right off the bone sitting in your throne. We're going to be out there starting at 3 o'clock till about 7 or whatever. We're just partying in the front yard.
We're howling at 8 o'clock.
We're going to howl at 8 o'clock. Probably when the sun goes down, I'm going to fire up the barbecue thing or the fire pit.
Yeah.
And we'll have a little fire out there.
That'd be fun.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, people can hang out if they want in the front yard.
Yeah.
We'll all be social distanced.
Sure.
We can wear masks. We can do whatever we need to.
Yeah.
But You deserve to be celebrated for your birthday, and I'm not letting the little pandemic get in the way.
That's right.
Okay? And I know how hard you work, and you will not stop if I don't make you.
I know.
Because you're a hard worker.
I got to get stuff done, man.
Yeah, I know. Is anyone in there?
We got to make it happen.
Is anyone messaging today?
I don't know.
For some reason. Live podcasts, and so whatever.
Yes, there's a lot happening in here.
We are just here to tell you guys that we love you, and we haven't forgot about you, and we are here.
We are here. We are here.
Let's see. Let me go through the chat real quick.
Yes, tell me what people are saying. I can't see
Classy
anything.
Classy says, happy birthday, beautiful. Thank you, Classy.
What is Classy want to see?
My boyfriend, Troy, said happy birthday. Love you, Troy.
Oh, he's got a gift for you. He said it's meaty.
I want it. Alligator, love you, sister. Thank you for the birthday. Mary Poppins, love you too.
I hope all happy of you birthday. Can make it.
Thank you. Have a shot for us. You know I will. Oh, I have a voicemail from Allie. I'll have to take that off.
Oh, Allie. We should listen
like
to
Classy.
It.
Take off your house robe.
Do you want to listen to Allie's voicemail on the
sure,
show?
Sure, let me look for it.
Allie.
Mary Poppins is
she
working.
She does sing you good songs. All right, and what's very cool is in like 20 minutes.
Edgar says, happy birthday. I hope I get enough shooters that I don't remember the rest of the day.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go meet Edgar, believe it or not, here in about 20 minutes or so, right around 9 o'clock. And I'm going to get you a little surprise. I'm going to get you some, because I know how much you like crackers, because you married a white guy. Edgar's got some birthday cookies for you for your cookie.
Thank you, Jess Duck.
And
she says happy birthday too.
I think your shirt's in on inside out.
It's not.
It's not?
Mm-mm, it's made that way.
They just put that on wrong.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's your birthday. Wear your clothes however you want.
If I even wanted to wear clothes.
You don't have to wear clothes today. It's your birthday. I'm not wearing a shirt or undies. I'm not having my undies.
That's funny.
Yes. Mary, you can extend the shooters all month because Shayna does usually have a birthday month. This pandemic has really tried to put a damper on it, but we're not going to stop celebrating the greatest wife ever.
How do you spell Olaf?
Olaf.
From Frozen.
O-L-O-F. Olaf. That's that funky little... Oh, you would not believe how Shayna's parent mom showed up last night. This was after everyone left. And she brought in like another 100 yards of fabric. We now have Harry Potter fabric. You've got a little bit of some Frozen fabric. You've got something else that she brought that was very freaking cool. I don't remember what it is, but it was very cool.
Yeah,
I know. Diamonds or something. I don't know. But now we have Harry Potter and Frozen.
Frozen.
Those might go for a premium.
Oh, yeah.
Those might be $11.
Everything's a premium.
That's
baby.
True.
Everything.
That is true.
Well, life's been crazy.
Tell me.
Things have been crazy.
Oh, I should have been recording this.
With this whole pandemic. You didn't record any of it. You're funny. You could start now. Yeah, it's been interesting couple of weeks, right? Being locked in the house and then like time is just a blur going by day. It's not even feeling like weeks anymore.
No.
And
it's hard.
And it's my birthday.
And yeah. And it's hard to pay attention to what fucking day it is. And then all of a sudden it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're just elbows deep in masks.
Yeah, and can I say thank you to everyone who immediately reached out and placed giant orders for these masks?
I know, you guys, I still have some people to come pick them up.
Obviously, I'm only working 1-2 days a week now, and Shayna is just here at the house trying to hustle. So we really appreciate that you guys chose us to get your masks from.
Absolutely.
And when you come to the party today, we should have some available, just randoms, you know, for you. If you come for the drive-by today, for you to purchase, if you would like. $10 a piece.
Yeah.
And like I said, they're just to keep you from spitting on other people.
And not feeling weird when you're out in the grocery store, out in public, and you're the only one who doesn't have a mask on. And
that was it for me yesterday. I went to King Soopers yesterday morning to get a couple things. And I was like one out of two or three people, as far as customers, that did not have a mask on. Now, I noticed a lot of the employees did not have masks. Even when Marlon and I went to Walmart, we were both wearing our masks. But a lot of the employees of these establishments are not wearing masks. So I don't know if that's it's that thing like, well, fuck you, I'm not getting a mask unless you provide it. Kind of
thing. I don't know that that's it. You know what? I doubt that they're being required. So,
but the state is being required.
Yeah, but
so why wouldn't the employees of the place we're required to wear our masks to not wear them?
I don't know. Maybe it's like when we're at our house, right? We don't wear masks in our house. You don't wear masks necessarily at your job.
At my job, I don't. At my job, yeah. Yeah. Well, so, I don't. I may. I don't know. Wednesday.
Why
when
would
I go back.
You? Why would you at your job? I mean, I understand why they don't. You know, I would think that it would be personal preference, maybe.
Yeah, I would. Now there were some employees obviously wearing masks and gloves. There was one lady who was wearing her mask just over one ear, and I thought that was helping. That was effective. But they want us wearing masks and you don't want to look weird out in public. And it's a small investment to just make yourself and everyone else feel better. And, why not look good at the same time? Like the Star Wars ones are badass. The wood ones. Those are my favorite.
The Star Wars ones are almost gone. I have to make more of them.
Yeah. We don't have any more wood, do we? No, I think we still have some.
Yes, some.
Yeah, we could make some wooden ones. We're making masks that look like wood. It's material that's wood, and it's freaking awesome. So anyways, enough about the masks. We'll have those available today. If you come for the drive-by party, if you want to come, you don't know where we live, send me a private message and we will give you an address to come and drive by.
Yeah.
Because we don't care. Because we just want to spread love.
Love, love, love.
And that's, I think these little parties, you know, now mostly these little drive-by parties are happening for little kids. But I don't think, I don't think that they should get all the fun. You know, screw those kids and all their fun. They don't get all the fun.
Yeah.
You deserve to be celebrated. And I think that it's important that you know that everyone and how important you are to people.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know what I mean? And I think this is a great way for people to share it. I got to try and make a sign of some sort.
Well, you better get on it.
I have a busy ass day. I don't know what I'm going to do, but just look for the guy dressed like a pirate. I'm going to be dressed like a pirate, full pirate, going with the hat.
So many messages.
You have a lot of messages that you need to check, but you
can't. Did you already check these?
No.
Oh, somebody did. They're already been.
Yes,
opened.
Then I did, and they're in your book upstairs.
Okay.
But now,
but you didn't reply.
I think I did.
Oh, no, not to any of them.
Oh, well, never mind.
That's okay.
I'm
we'll
sorry.
Get it figured out, people. We have masks for
Jason's
days.
Jason's got the,
days,
the Disney days. Ones. What else are we talking about? I haven't seen any topical things. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what day it is.
I know. We haven't watched any TV
national
or
day
news.
It is. We've been listening to music.
And just working like crazy. Listen, we've been working really hard. And I thought we were working really hard. And then my mom came over. Oh, and then we worked really, really hard.
That woman can drive you. She's pushing you.
Yeah.
She's pushing Marlon.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I want this, Marlon. I want this.
She had him locked up right where she wanted him. Cut these for me. Now make me these. Now how about some of these?
Marlon's great. I bet he's sore.
Oh,
you
bet.
Would not think that. So we were talking about yesterday while we were going through the whole thing, because it is a what would you call it? Not a sweatshop. I know
it's
that's
a
what you pick up, but it's not. It's
an assembly line.
Assembly line. It's an assembly line because you've got to.
Thank you, Amber.
You got to wash the fabric, then you cut the fabric, and then you iron the fabric, and then Shayna sews the fabric, and then you re-iron the fabric, and then you fold the fabric, and then Shayna sews on the fabric again. And somewhere in between there, you got to turn it inside out and iron it. And so it's an assembly line process. So we were thinking about it. Imagine what it was like 150 years ago when you didn't have electricity, no electric irons, no electric sewing machines.
Right.
And you're pumping that leg for one, or you had the crank,
hand crank,
the hand crank one.
Hand crank.
So you're
sewing
trying to
machine.
Push it through with one hand and crank it with the other hand. And when it came time to iron the seams, you had to go do it next to the stove because your hot piece of chunk of iron sat on the stove. So you had to grab it with a towel.
I have several of those irons.
I know. We were talking about that yesterday. Talk about sore.
Yeah.
You would be sore after making Sunday clothes.
And that iron weighs like 7 pounds.
Yeah. Well, that was the whole idea, is it was so heavy that it would
push out the wrinkles.
You know, it would push out the wrinkles, obviously. But making Easter dresses for all your girls.
Oh man,
you'd be sore. Your yeah. back would be dead. Your arm, well, your whole right side.
And then we talked about it. Not only are you sewing, you're making bread, and you're cutting wood, and you're cleaning, and doing everything else you need to do in the household.
And then letting that man do whatever he wants to you whenever he wants. You'd be in the middle of sewing, man. And the man's like, "Get over here, woman. I feel like having a little something." And then you gotta have some. Wow. That's how men were back then, 150 years ago. You're lucky we're polite now. We're like, "Please, can we have some?" Not back then. 150 years ago, it was like, "I'm coming." Foreplay was, "Hold on."
Say it again, please.
Oh,
please,
no.
Can we have some?
Please, can we have a little poontang?
I love it. We're doing great, Big Rick. We're doing great. We are hustling and bustling, getting our masks done, getting them made up, we're hustling.
Woo!
It's my birthday.
And it's National Beaver Day. Yeah! It's perfect for your birthday.
It does seem
National
pretty perfect.
National Beaver Day. No housework day.
Uh-oh.
Today is National No Housework Day.
And it's National Beer Day. Oh, making the first move day.
Yeah.
Oh, you made the first move this morning.
I'm going to make the first move all day. So get ready, ladies and men. It's first move day. We're hugging it out today. Tomorrow is National Empanada Day.
Thank you, Shauna.
So today's Beaver Day and tomorrow's Day of Pink. You think they're related?
Yeah. Pink beavers. That's right. Pink beavers.
Pink beavers. That's a song. I'll sink me.
I know. I do have a birthday beaver. Dance. But Sean has a better birthday dance.
I do. And it's got a windmill.
It's a windmill. Windmill.
It's
windmill. Windmill.
I do this clapping thing at the end.
It's really good.
It looks like jumping jacks.
But it's a clap. I love it.
It's called the clapper.
You're funny. Thank you, Christy.
Luckily, someone posted on Swallow Nation. So I figured out how to make a hamburger.
Big Rick's not doing so good.
Why?
I don't know. Are you sick, Big Rick?
Oh, no. What's
he
going on,
humor.
Big Rick? You need some humor? Mm-hmm. Well, look in your pants.
That's funny.
I needed a laugh. That was some low-hanging fruit right there. And so I tossed him out.
He scooped it up.
I tossed him out.
So that backfired.
Well, I'm sure they don't call you Big Rick for nothing. I'm sure that it's not like an ironic name.
Right.
Because
like he's really a little Rick.
Yeah, like a really big guy that you call tiny. Right. You know what I mean? I'm sure Big Rick is authentic.
Yeah, right. Oh, can I just say, Dina Jo, I love you.
Oh, my God. Did you see the video, everyone? Shayna, it's a misnomer. Shayna got her tutus covered in glitter. I woke up this morning. You still had glitter on you.
I know.
And we showered before bed.
I know.
You should shower better.
I should. Yes, I got a beautiful birthday card from Dina Joe.
It was awesome.
And then it came full of glitter and Marlon hit the card, poop, as I was reading it. And it just went all over me, straight down my shirt.
Straight down
and lucky,
the shirt.
Luckily for all those viewers out there, I had nothing on but a tank top.
Yeah, you did. And a red face.
That's so funny.
She says she loves you and that it was awesome. It was really good. Especially we had worked so hard. That was like 11 o'clock.
I know.
At night.
And we never even got the mail or anything. And then it was on the counter because we went outside and howled at the moon.
Yep.
Brought the mail in.
Yep.
And then that's when I saw it.
And that's, I mean, everyone was still there.
Yeah.
I mean, we worked. We burned the midnight oil for the last two nights, which is why I'm not letting you do it tonight.
Yeah.
Plus, I have to work tomorrow.
Jason and Mike, I don't even know what time they left.
Like 10?
It was dark.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
10 or 10:30? I don't know. I can look at the signature.
Did they
the time.
Howl with us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were here for howling.
Right.
Not a lot of howling in our neighborhood. I need
there
to go
was
on
last
next
night.
Door
yeah.
and get that howl up. We need to get our we need to get our howl stature up. Is everyone howling in their neighborhoods? If you're in the room, have you gone out and howled or heard people howl? I've seen some videos of people.
They left just before 10.
posting videos going, look at all these people. They're celebrating healthcare workers and stuff because they don't know about the howl.
Yeah, downtown was howling.
Oh, so I would love to go downtown. Amita's downtown.
Not in Centennial. You better get out there and howl, Christy.
What the hell, Christy?
Yeah, get on.
Dina Joe, you should be the only howler.
And so is Classy Little Cupcake.
Well, they're all coming by today, I'm sure, to see you and throw stuff at you.
Ow.
And so it's like a backwards pinata. I just thought of it. You are like our Mexican pinata, and we're filling you with shooters.
I love
we're
it.
Throwing them at you.
I also take jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Marlon just texted me. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on down.
Come on down. Come on in, my friend. Come on in. The water is fine.
Yeah.
It's exhilarating, right? Just like in summer vacation.
Yep. Just like in summer vacation. I told him we're potting now. All right, Troy's messaging.
Oh, the front door is locked. I better.
No, I unlocked it.
I locked it.
Why?
Did you unlock
it? Go unlock
it. I locked the screen.
Go unlock it. Maybe he's got a birthday gift for you. Knock that sister out with a booze bottle. That's right.
Booze bottle.
Oh, Dina Joe's, her bottle's too big to
catch him in my titties.
Throw. Is that him knocking?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I thought that's why you were going.
I thought I heard someone.
Oh, I don't know. I don't hear things. We can pod for about another 10 minutes, and then I got to split. Because I got to go meet my Edgar at 9 o'clock. And we're going to hook up. We're going to hook up. I hope everyone is safe at home and you're finding stuff to do and you are entertaining yourself. I think the worst part about this kind of thing is the boredom of it. It's really, really easy to just sit and watch TV and freaking do nothing. You know what I mean? Watch the same damn shows. How many of you have burned through your whole freaking Netflix already? I have. That's why we stopped watching Netflix. I've been going to Redbox quite a bit lately, which is not that good. Well, that's not good. Marlon!
Woo-woo!
You don't even have a mic over there.
Have a seat, my friend. Oh, my goodness. Are you tired?
How are you feeling? You sore?
I'm sore.
I'm sore and tired.
Yes, please.
I am too.
Is this new?
Yeah. No, I am sore and tired too.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Who's going to come and give me a full body massage?
Oh.
I need one.
Do you have any preferences?
No. Anyone who does a full body.
Who does it?
Doing nothing.
Who does it?
Breck. I don't know how to say that. BH says he is doing nothing because he is bored.
Oh, man. I'm not bored.
How am I going to go out right now? Well, I got to go to the store. I got to go to the store here in about 20 minutes or so. I love his logo there with his cool hat and his beard.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Oh, Marlon found the Playboy immediately.
You should always have a Playboy in the studio.
You should. Midge is a god dang massage therapist, Shayna.
Whatever happens.
And she
to?
Will rub you and she will touch you.
Oh.
She'll rub you when she can touch you. Well, listen, I have some shrink wrap that I'll oil Shayna up. And then we'll lay that shrink wrap over the top of her like a dental dam. You can shrink wrap rubber.
Okay, that sounds kind of fun.
It sounds a little fun, right, Marlon?
Let's try it.
Sounds super fun.
Beguinza is how to pronounce my name, old man. Oh, well, thank you.
That's funny.
I didn't want to screw it up. I didn't want to butcher your name. And so that's why Beguinza.
Yeah.
Beguinza? Am I right? I don't know if I'm right or not.
I don't know.
You spell it with about 8 letters. Beckuenza.
That's it.
Beguinza?
Beguinza.
Well, thank you for being here.
All right. Yes.
Where are we going?
Where are we going? We're going in a circle.
You missed what I just was telling Shane right before you got here. Uh-huh. At 2:30, she's off the clock.
I thought it was 1:30.
Well,
yeah.
We can do, well, I'll push her to 2. We'll see how she's doing. But we've got help coming in.
I love it. Like, you're like, I don't have a choice.
You don't. You don't have a choice. I'm going to unplug your sewing machine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What? You know, don't touch my plugs.
I'll cut the thread.
Listen, I think we learned that yesterday.
Yeah, don't unplug anything of Shayna's
ever.
Don't
unplug my shit.
I unplugged her iron once, and I got in so much trouble because one time she was ironing, and it didn't come on.
You still have that mark.
And I do not. I do not. I know it seems weird, but
don't unplug my iron.
Ever.
Has an automatic shut off. Mm-hmm. Goes to sleep by itself.
Shani could get up at 2 a.m. and want to run downstairs and iron in the dark.
Hey, mm-hmm. You know what?
You have.
I have done that before. You go to work at 3, my friend. So
did you do that last night?
Give me a break. No. After everybody left, we went and got in the shower.
Yeah. Good. I think we ate
a bath.
Some mashed potatoes and we finished off our gyros.
Yeah, our garbanzo.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, okay. Which was great. Yeah. But then I kind of had some over-olived.
Oh, what? Oh, you over-olived.
There's a lot of olives on that sandwich.
On the bottom.
Yeah, and I ate them all. And so I had the olive burps a little bit about 1 o'clock.
They're already done pouring Steve's driveway.
They're fast.
Yeah, they're done.
They are fast.
They're crazy fast.
Now they'll just trowel it and clean it up and everything.
Make
well,
it
that's,
look pretty.
Well, they got it all. Get it all out.
We should talk to him about what he's going to do on the side of the house.
Okay.
Maybe they'll do that today.
He's that's like, probably what like, they're going to do.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's all we're doing.
I hope not.
Well, I told them to get it done for your party.
I know. But those are the driveways, but we still can't be in the driveways.
I know. We're gonna be out there.
Yeah.
You will not miss us on the street.
You'll see us.
I'm going to be dressed like a pirate. Eyeliner and everything.
I should probably do a pirate too.
Yeah, you should. You could be a pirate. You're going to be a wench.
A wench.
You're my wench. I'm putting you in a bustier. I'm putting you in my wench outfit. I want like 16 inches of cleavage, but I'd take 8.
Isn't it my birthday?
Yeah.
So shouldn't I get what I want?
Fine. I'll wear the bustier.
Big dick pants all around.
Done. Done and done.
That's what I want. People in big dick pants. When you come by, you gotta get up in the window so I can see your big dick pants.
I'm going to be I'm in my gold tear off shorts then.
Yes. In that net shirt. Oh. That's okay. That's way better.
I guess my costume is boy toy.
Yes.
You know what?
You know what? It's fine. It's the eyeliner still works. So I'm fine.
You could probably go with a little bit more.
Amita, you are more than welcome to stop by for a mask. I'll be Rocky from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
There you go.
Because that's the shorts I have.
Yeah.
Yes. I could wear my silver shorts. I could be an alien. I could I'm being a
fishnets.
Sexy pirate.
Amita tried to make one out of her bra last night, but it didn't work. A mask. So she might come and get
one. Was the cup too big or too small?
I don't know. Mine are too big.
Yeah, I tried
You put mine on your face, you go run into the wall. Oh, and you can't see nothing.
I had to cut eye holes.
That's funny.
You put your face in the left one, I'll put my face in the right one. We'll still be social distance.
True that. Shauna used her string bikini undies.
Ooh, they work great. Wrapped it around your face. That's good.
Send us some of those.
Send us a picture.
Send us a picture of you in your undies. On your face.
The crotchless ones.
That is funny.
That was for his face. For her, she bought herself a nice mask.
That's funny. What time are you meeting Edgar?
I'm going to meet Edgar at 9.
Okay.
So I'm going to bail out here in about 5 or so. It's a short podcast today, but we thank you guys. I think that's Edgar texting me, maybe.
I don't know. You're funny. Well, we got a lot going on. We don't mean to make it short, but we got to make masks because we've got people coming for them today. Mm-hmm. We have more orders for masks. We're good.
I have to leave here at 9.
Sean's got to go run some errands this morning. Marlon and I are going to keep working in the sweatshop.
Kind of regroup, you know, figure out what you got stuff in the washer that needs to go in the dryer.
Yeah.
She threw a bunch more. In the washer, because like we've got that really great craft beer stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and, we need some of those.
We need some of those. Guys are gonna like those. Some American.
I need
flags.
To try to get some of those made this morning.
More
for my order.
Patriotic stuff,
right?
But I was looking through even through the Christmas stuff, but I think it's too early.
Yeah, we'll see if we're still in masks at Christmas.
I pulled out Halloween. I pulled out Halloween stuff, and it was kind of depressing thinking that we might be wearing masks in Halloween. So I'm not ready. Easter.
we'll do some pastels.
Troy says he can't believe this cock tease podcast.
We're not gone yet, man.
Yeah,
I know. It's a shorty, but what can we do?
Do the rest of the day? Come over here and help make masks, Troy. I know you know how to iron.
Get over here, Troy.
I know you know how to iron.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Look at his bald head.
That doesn't mean
I don't know how it relates, but I'm sure if you could shave a head, you can iron a fabric.
It's the attention to detail we're looking for.
That's exactly. No, it's the willingness to stand there and do something.
Right.
It is.
Dina Joe, you let me know what Aaron wants, and I'll put one aside for you.
It does. I wish we had some wool fabric.
He throws it in the dryer, she says. That's funny. We don't have wool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Listen, I have a ton of fabric, but I have already sold
100
masks.
Yeah.
So a lot of fabric is gone, and I now am using even more fabric. So I don't really know what patterns and designs we're gonna have
if you've got
at this point forward, but
if you've got some camouflage fabric laying around the house that you're not going to use, you want to donate it to the cause, just bring that right on over.
Absolutely,
because we can't find it anywhere.
Right,
no fabric.
Absolutely.
No. Well, Shana's mom found a bunch of fabric, but her and her sister ran all over the place looking for fabric.
Okay,
but no camo. Camouflage, obviously, people love the camouflage. It's all hick, hick, bang,
bang. Right. No, I haven't done. I haven't, Mary. No.
What?
So Mary Poppins bought 4 masks, but then she also paid for 3 other masks for people who cannot afford a mask.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. I know. I've totally forgot because I've been head down working. I have so many messages and so many things to still look at. So we do have 3 free masks for people out there who cannot.
4 more.
Who cannot? Oh, right. You're right. You're right. You're right, Mary. You're right. 4. She did pay for 4 more. Yep. Who cannot afford it? So reach out to us if you can't afford it and you need one.
Yes.
And we have 4 available.
We have 4 available. If you can't, then we can.
Yeah.
Because of Mary Poppins. She likes to pay it forward.
Yeah.
But this is a good time to pay it forward. I think that happened somewhere else for somebody. They were at like, I saw it on Facebook. They were at a Starbucks or something. And
Amber says that she hasn't slept because she's making me a present.
Ooh. Yeah, a baby.
It is hard to make a baby.
It is. You want how much stitching is in a baby?
I love it. That is so nice of Mary Poppins. She's really a great lady, though. You haven't ever met her, she's really fantastic.
She's the perfect example of a swallower.
Yeah, because exactly.
That's what we're all trying
that's
to
what
be,
we're
is
all
nice
trying
people.
To be. Yeah.
So, you know what? And a lot of people are
Midge,
struggling.
Reach out to us. You can come get it. We can mail it to you, whatever we
need. Right, exactly. A lot of people aren't working.
I put some in the mail today.
You know what I mean? And so every dollar counts.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's a beautiful thing to do.
That's very nice.
Especially if you got kids or if you have to go out. And for me, it's like, gosh, if you work at a grocery store, you should have a mask on. I mean, it's great. They put the plexiglass things on and stuff, but there's just spit everywhere. I just spit all over myself saying spit. I did it again.
Damn it, I did it again.
It's freaking everywhere.
That's funny.
So that's all. We just want that. That's just that warmed my heart.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
That's exciting, right? That's nice. That's really nice. So, Midge, you reach out to us. We'll get you one. We'll get you a mask.
For sure.
Yep.
And then I'm obviously, this baby's a little about 45 minutes long, and I'm going to post it. I'm going to get it up so that everyone can hear it the rest of the day.
And maybe we'll come back on later.
And I'm going to do some live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
During the actual parade part. You know what I mean? Maybe. Facebook Live, I'll bring the computer out or something. We'll do some shit so that people know what we're up to. We'll do some social. It's going to be a lot of fun. We can even podcast.
Oh, Midge, you got to tell me what your name is outside of here.
Yeah.
So that I know.
Yeah. You guys can work that out.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, ah, ha, ha. I gotcha.
Oh,
I got you, sister.
You're all covered. Yours is already set aside. Yours is one of the first ones done.
Yeah, it is. It's already done.
Heart you too.
I know. I got a mail at her. She's way out.
She don't say where she's at. I know. I almost she doesn't did. Want people to know.
I know.
She's in Uruguay.
In
the corner of my eye, I thought that it said, I love you, bitch. But it didn't. It said kids. I was all, dang. Yeah. That girl.
We should Facebook Live a little from the studio today, too.
I feel bad for all these moms homeschooling. Like Jen was telling me yesterday that she's got her oldest, who I think should be a senior this year and graduating. Yeah, that sucks. No graduation. So she's all pissed off. She's got to be home. And now she's got to homeschool her younger siblings. Oh, talk about upset.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine a hormonal teenage girl in the house that had to forced to homeschool their siblings.
Right.
Man, I will go to work too. Yep. I'd get a second job.
I gotta get out of here.
I'm delivering masks for Shayna.
That's right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right.
So I feel for all of you guys. Yeah, we could do delivery, I guess.
Yeah.
Within a close proximity, a 3-2 county option. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not. Jefferson County is pretty damn big.
Three counties.
Yeah. Like in the Littleton proper.
The Littleton metro area.
Yeah,
we do need to go out to the country.
No, there's nobody in the country. I like being around people, but
you can't be.
Guess
what? Might as well be in the country.
So if you're all country,
then you can be outside and
can you still have a get together if you're country folk? If you ain't been around nobody else, how could it even have gotten in there? It's not just gonna float into your town.
What? Not like little cotton balls through the air?
No, it's not like cottonwood trees.
It's not like pollen.
It's not like pollen.
Oh, they got hillbilly bars. I do love me some hillbilly bars.
Yeah, so are they still open? I would think.
No, they're all closed.
They're hillbillies. Half of them hillbilly bars is outside anyway. You know? Shit, I remember when I lived in Texas, you'd go to a bar that was served food, and all it was like a shack. Uh-huh. And a big place with a bunch of picnic tables outside and a barbecue pit.
Yep.
And that was it. There was no restaurant.
They served it to you on paper.
And you got it like on paper towels. Sometimes they served you food right on paper towels. Mm-hmm. Totally. And then there'd just be paper towels on the table. That's good. God, I miss that barbecue, though.
Yeah, that room temperature macaroni salad.
Oh, my God, with the flies. Yep. The flies make it good. You don't care. Shit, yeah, you're eating it with a fly on your face. It's Texas. You don't care.
You don't care.
Flies like, oh, you got something.
Totally fine. That's funny.
All right, I got to leave in 4 minutes.
All right, we could podcast from the workroom later.
We
this
will.
Afternoon. Yep. You know what I mean? Like we did last time, which is the big snowball.
We can podcast all day. You know what I mean? So not a problem. We'll will be back. I'm from the Earth. Thank you for joining us because we are from Mars. And it's very nice to meet someone from your planet.
Yes.
And are the women hot there? Because the women here are smoking.
Someone somewhere on some planet's got to have 3 tits.
Oh, man.
I mean, someday. They got to be out there somewhere.
Fingers crossed. That's called, and that's not motorboat, and that's speedboat.
potato.
I love it. Thank you, Disney Jason.
Yes. That's awesome. All right. Well, you guys do your thing.
All right, people.
I got to get out of here.
We got to make masks. We're saving the world.
Saving the world. World. You see, even the construction guys are wearing their masks they bought yesterday. The concrete guys knocking on the door. Can I buy a mask? And they're trying to talk to me in Spanish, and I don't know. And luckily, Shayna's mom was here.
Right.
So she came over and worked a deal with them for us. And now today, they asked if she was here, if they wanted to work another deal. Where's that nice lady that knew what we talked about? Could speak our language.
Yeah.
Shame on you for not knowing Spanish.
I know.
Yeah.
I just
said it out loud.
I've been shamed.
Shame on us.
Shame on all of us for not knowing
Spanish.
Shame
on all of us, especially you two, for being in the military and stuff.
I know.
You should know things.
Dang.
Yeah.
Guess what we're doing after we're done making masks?
We're going to learn Spanish on the podcast. All we're going to do is talk Spanish. So
I learned more Arabic than I did Spanish.
I'm sure.
Thank you, Mike.
It doesn't translate like Portugal.
No.
Portuguese.
You come on over whenever you want to, Mike.
Not derivative from the same Latin.
No, it's not Latin.
Really? I thought this guy spoke Latin over there. I better go. I'm feeling punchy.
I know.
Oh, today's going to be so fun.
It's going to be a fun day, people.
It's going to be a fun day, you know what day it is. Here we go, everybody. Get your feet together. Put your hands together. We're partying. Come on, put your hands together for the 21-year-old lady, Shayna Swallow. I've only known her 21 years. As far as I'm concerned, she's 21. Because you're socially distanced. We're going to have a good time. It's Christy's birthday, too.
What? Happy birthday, Christy.
It's Christy's birthday.
It's not
Christy's birthday. It's not, but that's okay. It's Shayna's birthday. Social distancing. Don't stand so close.
That's right.
Throw some shooters at my wife's boobies.
All right, full moon today. Tonight is the full moon, so we gotta howl at the moon naked.
Naked, we're moon bathing tonight in the backyard.
Ooh.
Nude moon bathing for those who are welcome and willing and care.
We're mooning the moon.
We're mooning the moon.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I gotta go.
We love you.
I love you.
We'll check in later.
Happy birthday.
Let us know if you need any masks.
Yes.
Thank you for my birthday wishes.
And
I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later.
Later, Rick.
Bye.
If you want to come by, reach out to us. You can email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to drive by, reach out to Sean somehow. Get the address.
Yep. So get our address and we'll give it to you and you guys come by. And we will be back live again later.
And we'll be out there for a while. Start at 3 and go till we fall down.
That's right. We're going to have the fire pit probably and howling at the moon.
Yeah.
Moon bathing.
Ooh, in the front yard now.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, people. We love you. Goodbye.
Love you guys.